Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 19th anniversary of as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of the Galen Institute, and it and she are devoted to free market policies for healthcare. She's one of the smartest people on the planet on these issues, and many of you have seen her on television, and she's been working hard to try to get something done. Grace Marie, what's going on?
They're not giving up, Jim. I mean, the American people are still suffering so much because of the changes that Obamacare made to our health sector and our economy. Nothing has gone away. They have to have relief from this.
It's the equivalent of a hurricane.
Yes.
Obamacare hurricane. We'll call it the Obamacare storm that hit our health care system. My family's health care costs have doubled, and our coverage has diminished because for one reason and one reason only, and that is Obamacare.
And when you ask voters what is the major thing that you want Congress to do, they want them to fix Obamacare. And they're about to start hearing what their premiums are going to be for next year.
Yep.
And they're going to be 10, 20, 30, maybe even more than that percent higher.
We already know ours are going up.
Oh, and it's and you're required to buy this insurance or pay a fine that grows every year.
Yeah.
And it's for a family it may be $2,000-$3,000.
How do
as
these
much as health insurance used to cost?
And as we know, no Republican bill that was proposed of the three or four four that have come up, none of them really were full repeal replace, right?
And that's I think one of the reasons it was so hard to get this legislation through, Jim, because people, they wanted to repeal the parts of Obamacare that are doing the most damage. A lot of that is the regulatory issues, and it's just not accessible through a process that requires only 51 votes in the Senate. And that's the real problem. But they weren't seeing the long game. I mean, the other side is getting so much of the government on controlling our health sector.
Well, they weren't realizing was that they weren't there to find perfection. They were they were there to govern with this as excellent a solution as you
and
could possibly
move
have
forward. And this last one was really good. District Graham Cassidy's bill was going to really. It was going to be the biggest reform, I think, of all of them.
What are the so let's make sure we identify them. McCain screwed us again.
Senator Mikulski from Alaska.
Mikulski,
Senator Collins and Rand Paul.
Oh,
from
Collins,
Kentucky.
But also what's his name from Tennessee? I mean from Texas.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. From Texas, and also Michael Lee from Utah.
Were they falling out too?
They were saying they didn't like one version. I think they need.
What is wrong with these people? What do they not understand about governing?
And what do they not understand about making progress and getting what you can get, and then moving on from there?
What are the results? I never really understood before the full impact of when people have called senators prima donnas. But these are prima donna behaviors, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And every single one of them, somebody said one time that every senator wakes up in the morning and the first thing they see in the mirror is a future president.
Yeah, that's right.
And they really all want to distinguish themselves. I mean, they got where they are.
Even though only two senators have ever been elected president before. So, is there any chance that this can be saved in the next three, 4 days?
Well, not in the next three, 4 days, no. they absolutely have moved on to tax reform. There have been some people saying, can you do health reform and tax reform in the same bill? That scares them to death because they have to do tax reform. But if putting health reform in the mix is likely to mean that they fail at both of them. So they're going to move on to tax reform.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I think they're going to get – I don't think passing tax reform is going to bail them out from Americans because – they're going to get two. They may save a little money on their. I don't think the taxes they're going to save in the reform, the changes they're making, is going to outweigh the expenses they're going to have for health care.
For health care, that's right. But this, they really, it's too late for them to make much of an impact on the 2018 premiums. So now they're really looking at what can we do for 2019.
So that's going to hurt them. That's going to hurt them a year from now at the election.
Well, it is, unless they can pass something early next year. And we had I was on the meeting on the Hill all day yesterday in meetings.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.